This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I think it's absolutely true that everyone needs to improve their rhetoric from President Trump on down. He is known for insulting people and his negative discussion of the press. What's unfortunate is the media are very poorly situated right now to talk about improved discourse. They've spent much of the last 2 years openly talking about, you know, having people on there on air who talk about him as a traitor, who should be impeached. You know, the punishment for treason is actually capital punishment, or that's one of the things you can do. This is incredibly uncivil rhetoric, and it's been going on near daily for a year and a half.
And yet, it doesn't work. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can jump on Donald Trump as much as you want, and you know what you're doing? You're just ruining your shoes. I'm so glad you guys are here. It's so fun to be talking about a race that, you know, that's about to culminate our midterms, and we're about to have an historic midterm. And the reason I say that is because typically you lose. Typically they flip. And politics has learned to play the game this way, where, oh no, we can't have one party that owns it because they get too crazy. And let me tell you why. It doesn't matter whether it's been Republicans or Democrats, because Republicans are nothing but Democrat light until now. You've seen a mass exodus of Congress. You want to know why? Because they figured out they will be caught they will be ensnared in the very devious things that they do because Trump is coming there to drain the swamp. What do you think you're witnessing? A draining of the swamp. People having to realize the gravy train is over. So, boom. Republicans and Democrats alike. I'm done. I'm done. It's no more. Yeah, I'm out of here. You're getting a new breed in. And that new breed is being told, you're going to be a public servant. You're going to come in here and do what you need to do, and you can stay. I mean, I personally would like to see term limits, but you can stay as long as you want, as long as you're doing the job, as long as you're representing the people, as long as you're putting America first. And this is what's happening, and it's scaring the left to, you know, they don't know how to act. And I get it. I don't blame them for being scared. Tomorrow's going to be a great day for the left, in the sense that they won't realize it. When the Republicans keep the House and add seats in the Senate, the left are going to be, oh man, woe is me. We can't have one person controlling government. No, one person is. It's still a representative government. Donald Trump does not want to be king. I know what they tell you. He's an egomaniac, man. He can't be trusted, man. Donald Trump does not want to be king. He wants to see this country get back on track, period. Here's what you're going to see. Let me just give you some points to ponder. You're going to see the Republicans increase the Senate and hold the House. If not, and I'm talking about hold the House in a surprise victory. Then, in 2020, you're going to see Donald Trump get reelected, more senators. We gain more in the Senate, and we will gain more in the House. And then you get to see the midterms in 2022, where we probably completely have a filibuster-proof Senate. We will gain more in the House, and then 2024 is what we got to be concerned about. Who are we going to put up for that? But trust me when I tell you. Trust and believe. You're in good shape. And the reason is, it's going to be focused on the economy. And that economy in the next 2 years, our economy is going to roar in ways you... What did? We just gained 270,000. We have more jobs than people that can fill them I'm talking about good jobs, for the first time in history. This bodes well. I don't care whether you're starting retail, some other service business, distribution, but whatever. Manufacturing, you have an economy, a group of people who have an appetite for what you have to offer. First time in a long time. But anyway, they say it's the beginning of the end for Trump. I want to play this clip because I think it's funny how the Democrats... This clip goes from a period of 2015 to early 2018, as you listen to these people saying things, and by the way, over a variety of issues, but you got to hear this. This is an amazing clip.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
It was the beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning, not the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight, the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today, the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels
the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be
a turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I am beginning to resent the word bombshell.
I played that as a reminder to you of all of the things that get said about Donald Trump. At the beginning of the end, bombshell, he and blah, 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 all the different catchphrases that all the media said, including Fox, and Donald Trump came out unscathed. And you need to understand that you elected a guy who is impervious to the left. I got something fun coming up. A gentleman named Jim said I was a racist and a few other things, and then he was surprised when I gave him a phone call back. So we'll get to that in just a second.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh my gosh, we always have a ton to talk about, but I do like to get some of the callers in. I have one lady who calls me quite often. I want her to know that we get her messages. Sometimes they're, you know, she just likes to sometimes vent, so they don't always make the show. But we do like to give a mixture of callers. Think people that sometimes like me, don't like me. Here's a guy. It's Greg from L.A. He talks about Fox in the midterms. I think it's appropriate. And here's what Greg had to say.
What's up, Kev? This is boy Greg from Los Angeles, everyday listener. I just want you to know, if it comes down to listening between you and Fox TV, Fox don't have a chance, bro. You got it. You got it going on, as far as I'm concerned. Keep hitting them with the facts. Just keep coming them with it correct, and we got your back. You know, keep on, keep standing up. We will be successful this midterm.
Always like getting a call from my buddy there in L.A., and the reason is he's a brother living in the belly of the beast, and he's listening to the program, and he's not that either of us needs validation, because he is a strong brother. I am as well. I don't need validation. But It always feels good to know that those, you know, he's out there. I know he exists. I know he exists and he knows I exist. And we know many others like us. And that transformation is occurring. Anyway, I appreciate the call. But I got another call from a gentleman. I think his name is Jim. And I want to play Jim's message to me. He listens to me every night in, I believe in Florida. And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm from Florida. I listen to your show every night. And I swear to God, I hope to hell Salem Radio does not pay you. You are such a prejudiced man. It is unbelievable. Anytime you want to give me a call or say, Jim, please call me and we'll debate, I will debate you anytime you want.
So I'll be honest, I wasn't sure what Jim was talking about. Well, what are you? I mean, I get this message. I'll debate you anytime, anywhere. I was like, okay, great. The gauntlet's been thrown down there. That's good. You know, because I tell you guys all the time, I will debate anybody anytime, anywhere. But he's called me a racist. I'm like, how am I a racist? You know, I couldn't understand that. I mean, and to be honest with you, I should rephrase that. I don't ever think I'm a racist. I was like, how could this guy possibly believe that? That was my initial thought. So I decided to give Jim, I think it's Jim, right? Jim a call, and we would talk it through. And I did get permission from him to air this, because obviously we would have had this conversation on the air had he caught me on the air. And I called him and told him I'm going to record the conversation. He's like, no problem. So here is that conversation, and I'm going to stop it and start it because it's worth dissecting and talking through just a bit. So here's the conversation between me and Jim. Is this Jim?
This
is Kevin Jackson. You said you would debate me anytime, so I'm calling you to debate.
You've got to be kidding me.
Why would I be kidding you? You gave me a message saying, I think you said I'm a racist or...
No, first of all. Yeah, I guess I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
I cannot believe you made as powerful as you are, you actually called me.
Of course. Why would I not? You asked me to.
You must really be a good guy. You know, I mean, I'm not blowing smoke, but I listen to you every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's what you put in your message. You said you listen to me every night. You can't believe how racist I am. Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing, so I apologize.
I understand that, but you get me so pissed off sometimes the way you act. Yeah, I just cannot believe a person of your caliber would call a common person like me.
Well, first of all, you're not a common person. You are equivalent to me. The only difference between...
You don't understand. You're the first person I've ever talked to that's actually... Well, I can't really say that. I talked to another gentleman probably 10 years ago. But the bottom line is, I listen to you every night, and you're really fantastic on a lot of your ideas. I happen to like Trump.
Okay.
But some of the things you say, you're talking about, I guess when you talk about black people,
mm-hmm.
you act like a black person.
I am black.
Well, I could care less. You know what I'm trying to tell you?
No, I don't, because you say I act like a black person when I'm talking about black people. And I'm just explaining to you that I am from an ethnic point of view, I am black.
Well, there's a difference in a black person and a black person. It's like there's a difference in a redneck and a white person. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
I understand what you're trying to say, but yeah, I don't know that I agree. But okay, that's fine.
Well, it's good to agree not to agree sometimes.
Okay.
I listen to you, and I listen to the other gentleman happens to be black. Larry
Elder.
Yeah, and then you made a statement. I think you said you were fired on Fox.
Yeah, I was fired by Fox. By the way, I'm just letting you know, I'm recording this because you had wanted to debate, and I always tell people, I have no problem debating people that disagree with me.
No, it's fine that you're recording it, but debating what? I could be getting, well, I'm not trying to blow smoke because this is the first time. The bottom line is, I don't want to be laying listening to you, and then you turn around and when you're black and then you act like you're black.
Okay, I don't get what you're saying there, but
you know how some black people will talk like a black person, and then you will act like a black person, and then
if you're saying that I will mock blacks from time to time, yeah. I mock anybody. I'll mock Barack Obama the way he does certain things.
I don't think. First of all, he ever should have been a president in the first place.
Well, I on that we agree, but here's what I'm trying to figure out. What is it that got you to say that I'm racist and whatever else? Because you said, that we obviously disagree on some point.
Because you bring up that race card all the time. I don't know if that's normal in your life because I've never been black, so I can't experience that. But I can experience from the aspect that I was a captain in the sheriff's department for a long time and race. Even when I was in the Navy, I had a black officer that was my boss. I never looked at black and white, and I never went to school with a black person.
So for the sake of time, I'm going to stop that there for just a second so we can recalibrate. I'm talking to Jim. He's from Florida, and he's explaining to me how I'm racist, but then again, I'm not. He says I kind of act black at certain times and all that. We'll come back and get it all figured out. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio, GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democratic and Republican candidates nationwide will continue to make their final pitches to voters before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump hit the road earlier today and said voter enthusiasm is high among Republicans.
There's a great electricity in the air, like we haven't seen, in my opinion, since the 16 election. So something's happening. We'll see. But I think we're going to do very well.
The Department of Homeland Security is continuing to deal with urgent threats on Election Day.
Chris Krebs is the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. He joined CBS this morning and talked about the differences between 2016 and now.
So unlike 2016, where we had intelligence that the Kremlin and Russia was attempting to interfere with our election, we don't have that same level of understanding.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I ended up calling a guy. His name is Jim. And he had sent me a note, sent me a message, left a voicemail message on the show saying that I was a racist and he would debate me anytime, anywhere, etc. And I called him up and we're having a discussion. And it was a good discussion. I'm glad Jim and I got a chance to talk. And I let him sort of explain himself. And we have left off where Jim said he didn't go to school with any blacks, but he was in the Navy, and he had a black boss in the Navy, and he didn't see him as black. He saw him as either he was competent, and I guess in this case he was competent, etc., and he's upset that I see things through what he believes, and I'm speaking for Jim. He can certainly let me know if I'm right or I'm wrong here, but he says that I see things through a prism of blackness. Now, I've had people say this before. When I got into politics, I said to many people, I started a brand called the Black Sphere, which people thought was racial, but it wasn't. It was about an orb in space being the most voluminous thing you could have, so it could hold the most information. The black was representative of the black hole, and the idea that you had to have a very powerful thought to escape the black sphere. And there are people occasionally who would. The other element of the sphere is it said that I was willing to look at any place on the sphere. You know, if you look at a circle, it's two-dimensional. You can go left, right, up, down, whatever, but you can't come out of the three-dimensional side. When you look at a sphere, there's no angle that you can't see something from. That was the notion of it, is that I don't care what you think. If it's a powerful enough thought, it'll escape. And it doesn't matter where on the sphere it escapes from. Occasionally, it's pretty rare. I mean, it's almost like finding a unicorn, you know, riding on the back of Sasquatch, or Sasquatch riding on the back of a unicorn. It'll take any way you want. But occasionally, even the left gets it right from time to time. I mean, as I said, very rarely. But wherever that right is, I'm going to side with it. End of story. So, I'll tell you a conversation I had with some guys about the LGBT. I had a buddy of mine. He says, "Well, Kevin, I'll be honest. I just don't understand that lifestyle." And he was critical of it to the point of being somewhat biased against gays. And I said, "Look, man, you know, it's a sexuality issue, and you don't understand it because you're not wired that way. But that's a person wired, you know, for whatever reason, like a woman liking a woman or a man liking a man, but." Do you not understand the humanity of people? That we shouldn't be judging people on their sexuality any more than we should be judging them on what type of foods they eat. I mean, I think vegans are weird too, right? But eat what you want. Just don't complain about what I eat. That's my thing. A vegan will get, "Oh, I can't believe you eat meat. Oh my God." Look, I don't care that all you want to do is eat plants. But, you know, if that's your thing, go for it. But don't criticize me because I'm doing what comes natural to a carnivore. That's where my deal is. Anyway, I want to get back to Jim and the discussion we were having because it gets more fun and more interesting. Okay, well, I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but here's the deal. I don't care.
Am I interpreting you the wrong way?
I believe so. I don't care about people's color. What I care.
I don't either.
Yeah.
You know as well as I do, and I'm going to tell you from my standpoint as an officer of the law, when you get two blacks together, they're fantastic. But you get four together, it's hell and high water.
Yeah, and many people.
I'll go to my grave.
Well, hang on a second. Many people would say that they would make that statement you just said a racist statement. I understand
exactly.
That. I understand that statement. I understand it completely because I tell people.
In a cell block when there's 25 guys in a cell block and there's 5 blacks and 20 whites, that they're, and if they want to watch basketball, because once again I'm bringing up the race card, because there's more blacks than basketball. The 5 will get together and everybody will be watching basketball and they won't be watching, you know, bull riding or something or some cowboy show because that's what rednecks do.
Well, that's a whole different deal. But here's what I will tell you is that statement you've made is based on observation. It's not based on any type of you being a racist.
I don't have any facts. I can only go by my life experience.
Yeah, and so I will agree with you because I say that all the time. And I translate that to you don't see people clamoring to get into African countries. You see them clamoring to get into, quote, white countries.
Well, isn't it true that the actual, you know, reparations or whatever y'all are wanting, and
I don't want them.
As a black person, wanting to get paid for being slaves 200 years ago? And in reality, black person is the one that sold the slaves.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can get into the debate on that. The fact is, nobody should be getting reparations because there isn't any.
Yeah, I want mine too. The only ones getting them is the Indians.
Right. So, look, I want to go. All I want to do on this call, because I can't, I don't have enough time to legislate everything. I tell people all the time, I have no problem debating anybody, anytime, anywhere, and discovering what your issue is. And if your issue is that I cover race issues a lot, I do. And I cover race issues a lot because here's what it boils down to in politics. It's either race or class. Doesn't matter what legislation. So we're either talking rich or poor, black or white. So what I do is I mock the idea of the left who will racialize an issue. For example, the caravan that's coming up from
Well, that's going to start a, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, let me just finish my thought.
Right, but that's.
Well, here's the deal. If that caravan was coming from Sweden, nobody would care.
Exactly, because they're white.
Because they're white people. And Don Lemon just said the other night that white men are the terrorists in this country. Nobody, you know, what's the fallout? Did he get fired from CNN? No. So, you know, we're dealing in a country that's been polarized by this. And as a black person who does not care at all about anybody's color, I hang out with anybody. I hang out with people who are LGBT, who are what you name it. I have friends from that ilk. And the only thing I care about is how we interact with one another. So I mock all of it. I mock gays. I mock straights that act nutty. I mock Democrats. Occasionally, I mock Republicans.
Well, what category am I?
I don't know what category you are. I
can tell you because I can make sure you will never put this on the radio. I am half black.
Okay.
But I'm black from the waist down, if you get my drift. On the air, so therefore I don't have to worry about it, but I use that term a lot because I'm 71 and I'm widowed. You know, but you can't go out there and find anybody because all the women are crack prostitutes, are they all got problems.
Right.
I'd love to find an Asian, you know, that wants a rich old man. And I want to go to my grave happy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I cannot believe for the life of me that you called me a personality and a caliber and an education of a person like you to call somebody like me. That really makes me feel good. I'm going to be very honest with you. And you are number one.
Well, I appreciate you hearing that. And like I said, I just...
You've got my vote. Now, I'm sorry you're not on Fox anymore, but... I'm picking up the vibes. But now let me ask you one quick question.
All right.
The blonde, beautiful woman that was on CNN, or she was on one show, they're talking about letting her go. Something about blackface and white.
Oh, no, she was on NBC, Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly. That's garbage. You know, we can't even discuss anything like that. I'm 71. You're probably in your 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up never doing, I didn't know what it was, to be very honest with you.
Right. Well, I got to run, but here's what I will tell you. It is a farce. She was being inquisitive, and that's her job as a journalist, is to inquire and stir up debate. And the debate got her fired, and that's the world we live in. But, hey, listen, I appreciate talking to you.
When you talk tonight, I'll be listening. And Jim's, I swear to God, it's Jim that happens to be my soul brother, and we're good to go.
All right, man. Take care.
You're a good man.
Thank you,
sir.
Bye-bye.
Well,
there you have it. Me and my soul brother, number one, Jim. Jim, I blanked out your last name because I don't want you to catch any grief from any of your friends. Not that you would care, because I suspect that you are the type of guy that says, I don't care what you think. Good for you. I don't think we ever got to the bottom of me being a racist and all these other things that Jim wanted to discuss. But I just want people to understand I'm willing to listen and give you the floor, you know, and we can talk about these various issues. Jim, one other quick thing. If we are going to find you an Asian bride, I'll be your wingman, man. We may have to go over. I lived in China. I can help you out. We'll find you a good one. It's not just all about the money. And then we'll bring her back over and get the nuptials done. Oh, I was very glad to get a call like that. And as I said before, folks, we can differ on issues, and you may be curious as to why I talk about the things that I talk about, and I understand it. The sad part is we shouldn't be talking about many of the things that I'm talking about. We should be talking about unifying this country and doing things that are proactive to sanity. But we don't. We're in an insane world because of leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to pivot back to Flora for just a bit and some of the insanity of the left, because they have to look for ways to feel good about who they are and what they're doing, and they need that affirmation because it doesn't come from anything that they do. It doesn't come from anything that they stand for. So they got to find this affirmation somewhere. And I want to play a quick clip, and this is Christina Wallace or something. She's on MSNBC, and she's talking about Beto and Gillum. Two people who are going to lose tomorrow. And I said it here, but here's what she's talking about. I want you to hear what she says just to see how, you know, how out of touch the Democrats are.
I said this yesterday, and I meant this as a compliment. They out-Trumped Trump at Trumpism. They went straight to that third rail that Trump wraps his arms around every day, and they played on that dangerous terrain. Beto, by taking on the anthem issue in deep red Texas and saying, you know, here's why it's a free speech issue and not an anti-patriotism issue, and I think he turned that around. And Gillum, by taking the race question and say, I mean, it's still one of the best political lines uttered this cycle. I'm not saying you're a racist. The racist think you're a racist.
Absolutely.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So just to put this in perspective, you've got Beto O'Rourke, Robert O'Rourke, I think is his name, and he's losing in Texas. He will lose to Ted Cruz. No question about it. Now, they're saying he's a presidential candidate. Okay, a guy who can't win the Senate is going to become a presidential candidate. Okay, great. If that's what you think, fine. And how's he out-trumping Trump? Well, he called the kneeling issue a First Amendment issue and not a flag issue. I would ask you, who's winning that battle? Let me put it to you this way. I don't know how many games have been played in the NFL. If the NFL is not on a TV somewhere where I'm at, I don't even miss it. I don't wake up Sundays going, I wonder what game's going, who's playing, what are the records. I don't care. If I'm flipping through, I'll see somebody's record and go, wow, that's a surprise. I used to think they were a better team. Boop, boop, I move on. I bet many of you feel the same. The NFL is not going to be the same for some time, because once you get it out of your memory, out of your head where you got to have them, then suddenly you're like, I don't need this anymore. And that's where I'm at with the NFL. Now, Gillum on racism. That has to be one of the best political sound bites. Gillum is in big trouble in Florida. Big trouble. His campaign, some guy just came out and called Florida the cracker state. Now, Gillum came out and said, well, we've let go of that particular person or whatever. But Project Veritas infiltrated his campaign and got a dude saying, man, Florida ain't nothing but a cracker state. Which is, Gillum can disassociate himself all he wants. And so can Claire McCaskill. We fired the staffer that said that. They weren't supposed to be talking. Or Kyrsten Sinema, where they say, oh, no, she's going to say what she wants to say publicly versus privately, blah, blah, blah. We let them go. You may have let them go, but they told us exactly what you're about. And you know what else? We watched Obama. We watched Obama lie to us about our health care, about immigration, about foreign policy, about guns. You name it. We watched him. We watched him lie about race issues. Talk about divisive. They divided gun owners from gun holders, military lovers from military. Who doesn't like the military? But the left figured out a way to divide us. Companies, capitalists, divide and conquer.
If you're poor, you can't like the guy that owns a business.
It was divide and conquer across the board. That's all these people know. And now they're in big trouble. Florida is, I mean, for them to tell.
Oh, look at what Gillum has done in Florida.
Gillum has done nothing in Florida that's going to make somebody go, whoa, Gillum is under fire. The FBI is investigating this guy. In fact, here's what he said about the investigation.
I have in my hand right now a discussion you had with a Tallahassee Democrat yesterday. And you know, there is an investigation going on into corruption in Tallahassee. You say you are not a target or a subject of this investigation, but there are people connected to you who are part of that. You told the Democrat, you won't find me making that kind of mistake again. What mistake are you talking about? What mistakes did you make there?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as I shared with the Democrat last night, I've been elected since I was 23 years old. I grew up in many ways in this space, and I kind of entered politics and still feel pretty idealistic about the change-making process. The mistake I was referring to is not really assigning negative motives to anybody. I mean, by and large, folks who have come around me and been in my space, I didn't assume them to be there for ill intention or ill will.
And you're a Democrat? Come on, Negro, please. That Gillum, I didn't see them as being ill-willed. I mean, if he's been in that space for as long as he says, he knows exactly what the game is. But these guys want to pretend. And what's funny is, I'm going to play this. I'll get that clip ready for Obama, where he talks about indictments. In fact, let's just play it now. Because, see, this is the game the Democrats play. Oh, I didn't know that these people did that or whatever. Or they cover, which is what Obama did.
They had gone to Washington and just plundered away. In Washington, they have racked up enough indictments to field a football team. Nobody my administration got indicted.
Now, see, folks, it's comments like that that make us go out to vote. He's right. Nobody in his administration got indicted. What a shame. There are indictments. You want to talk about a football game? This dude could field four soccer teams with what the indictments that should have happened with Barack Obama. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you who should be indicted. Everybody at the management team at Google, the management team at Facebook, the management team at Twitter, for starters. There are people in every media outlet in the presidential election of 2016 that should be indicted. From Zucker to Moons, who had to leave CBS, on down the line. They were all complicit. They should be indicted. Many people in Obama's FBI agency should be indicted. Do I need to go through these lists of names? The guy who's investigating Trump in this so-called Russian collusion should be indicted. Robert Mueller. Clapper. Susan Rice. Hillary Clinton. James Comey. Eric Holder. You think nobody should have been indicted with the VA scandal? Donald Trump went in and he started firing people. The first thing he did is he says, we're relaxing the rules on what it takes to fire somebody. And then he started firing people at the VA for the VA scandal that Barack Obama let happen. You think people should have been fired over Benghazi? Do you think people should have been fired over Fast and Furious? You think people should have been fired over the IRS scandal? I could go on. There are many people that should have been fired. And Barack Obama comes on and he says it like it's a badge of honor. Nobody got fired in my administration. Yeah, nobody got fired in your administration and you're taunting it. It isn't like I was innocent. It comes off as a taunt. You want to know why? Because it is. These people come on. The idea that Hillary Clinton, I know I'm shifting gears here pretty quick. Hillary Clinton is walking free. Bill Clinton, her husband, is an absolute proven rapist and sexual abuser, is walking free. Harvey Weinstein is walking free. These are people that are powerful Democrats walking free. And you have military people in prison for a fraction, I'm talking a small fraction, of what Hillary and all of her staffers did. Uma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, and many others. Really? You want to brag about your administration not getting any indictments? That's like saying, man, we were so good at crime, they never could catch us. We're D.B. Cooper and whoever else, you know, Whitey Bulger, all rolled into one. But guess what? Whitey Bulger got killed in prison, got shivved, got stabbed. He was an untouchable for a long time, and it took him till he was in his 80s, but they finally got him. I say to Barack Obama and all these people, it's a cautionary tale to look at how much you got away with. But you better stop bragging about, you know, all these other things. Because all you're doing is you're making the base of Republicans go, you're right, you got away with a lot. And we're going to make sure that doesn't happen ever again. Who else was it? There was somebody else that was doing something similar. You know, we've done this, we did that. And I remember thinking, you people haven't done anything. You're taunting us when you tout these things that you do. You're taunting the people who have to go out every day and make this country work, and we're sick of it. And guess what? Tomorrow they're going to find out just how much.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.